Hey, yo, what's up, everybody? Today's episode is brought to you by Romer Skincare. Right out of Chicago, Romer launched a work-from-home clean skincare line that covers all your skincare needs with three easy steps to follow. Here's why you should check them out. Simple ingredients and effective results. It's a perfect upgrade if you're still washing face with that bar of soap or that drugstore face wash. Right now, Romer Skincare is offering our Weebcast listeners 15% off and a gift with your first purchase by using the code LISTENER15. That's code LISTENER15 on their website, romerskincare.com. Impress your partner and get happy skin. Hey, yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Weebcast, the number one anime and manga show on the internet. Something that you'll probably never get tired of me saying that. I'm never going to get tired of saying that either, but I'm back. C-Dub is back, aka Mori, aka the independent variable, aka man has water in a coffee mug, aka Mr. Unprofessional Sip, back at it again with some more anime discussion. But specifically, a little bit of anime news on the front end. Yes, we're jumping right into it right off the bat, because what kind of anime podcast is not going to talk a little bit about the news that we got out just a few days ago? Just a few days ago, we heard that Attack on Titan manga is coming to a finish officially in April of this year. The crazy thing is we have an exact date, which is even crazier. We have an exact date of April 9th. Which is April 9th, but it'll be in the, I guess we'll get the chapter April 9th, but it'll be in, published in the May issue of, was it Kodansha? I think it's Kodansha has been handling it for since 2013, I think. But Attack on Titan and its following has morphed over a lot over its historic, like I said, 12-year run, and Hajime Isayama's manga has been catching heads as soon as it hit Kodansha's Biatsu Shonen magazine back in 2009. The same day as fellow icon, The Flowers of Evil, and the hubbub emanating from Japan and spilling online made the 2013 anime highly anticipated. And you know, when it hit, it was Titan's level of excitement. It really dominated the space in just terms of anime discussion during that time. A crossover hit all over the world. Attack on Titan instantly became a signature show of the decade, which I've said numerous times, and I think now people are kind of are respecting the idea that Attack on Titan really is one of the greatest pieces of manga, Japanese comic book literature, anime over the last decade. It's definitely up there. But these days, the commotion about the series is a bit more passive, but its following is still no small. And now with more eyes on it more than ever, the manga will come to its long-awaited close on the 9th of April. And look, if your birthday is on the 9th of April, I hope you get a really good gift. If your birthday is on the April 9th and you get nothing for your birthday, God forbid that doesn't happen, but you will at least have Attack on Titan ending. You will finally get that sweet, sweet release of this ending that we've been all waiting for since this last arc started. About what? Since chapter what? 108? 107? Was that the official start of the last arc? But we've known Haji Isayama has been planning to end Attack on Titan for quite some time, and the current anime airing builds itself as the final season, though at its pace it's going, it might need a part two. And after nearly 12 years in the same monthly magazine, the final chapter of the most haunting battle manga spectacles will be serialized and be finishing on the 9th of April. And perhaps in its leading months, fans worldwide will revisit the series, leading to a second boom of that will already, you know, that already outs, you know, the already ended Demon Slayer once and for all. But if you tapped out after season one of the show, you genuinely have been missing out on one of the anime and manga's greatest works. Before the gimmick of Titans could wear too thin, Isayama was smart enough to evolve his stories in drastic ways, you know, shunning the shonen flair and incorporating kind of a horror atmosphere, political machinations, and eventually the pains of war, all wrapped up into one. And some fans didn't like the new direction, and to them, you know, I pity you. But for their hearts, they're swaying in the wrong direction, but don't worry. We're gonna get a satisfying end on here on April 9th. But you can read it and watch it on Crunchyroll, so make sure you do that. I will say that even though this episode is mainly about, I wanted to preview the anime of winter, of this winter season of 2021. And I will in a little bit. But I really wanted to at least touch on that Attack on Titan news. And I wanted to get a little bit on a little bit about My Hero as well. Just a little bit, a little tidbit. So please bear with me for this little diatribe, this little segue. But we're going to go right back into it. Don't worry. We're going to go right back into the meat of today. So I promise you. But Horikoshi's My Hero Academia really has been one of the pillars in the weekly Shonen Jump for some time now, right? And as the time of I'm, you know, saying this, it's, I think it's right now, it's the third longest running series in Shonen Jump, right behind Hunter x Hunter and One Piece, which the former hasn't been on hiatus for a long time now, hasn't had a chapter since, what, 2018? But I digress. But My Hero Academia is actually one of the third highest selling ongoing series behind those two as well. But nevertheless, 2021 is shaping up to be quite a big year for My Hero Academia, and I'm going to tell you why right here, so make sure you listen up. Because first, we have two big anime projects coming out. We have the fifth season of Studio Bones' TV anime, inventively titled My Hero Academia 5, as well as the latest theatrical film. As of yet, both untitled. So both of these projects are coming on March 27th. The anime is coming back in March. And then we have the movie out in the summer. So any year featuring such a swath of anime content will be considered big from a publicity standpoint, but there's also a sentimental reason to view 2021 as a big year for Horikoshi's My Hero Academia, and here's why. Because this year marks the fifth anniversary since the first season of, what is it? I think first season aired in 2016, but I can't remember if it was April or May. It was early in the month. I want to say April. And like many others, my infatuation with the series began with the anime adaptation. So it feels like seeing something you've supported since the beginning. Really, I guess I haven't really. It's not like I've been since I wasn't on the grassroots level of the manga, but the first season caught my eye, and I was like, you know, this is pretty good. Let me go read it as well. But it does feel like I've been there since somewhat, I guess, the anime-only beginning. And I'm finally starting to see coming into its own. And naturally, there will be some celebrations. I'm sure they're going to have some kind of celebrations and something to commemorate this milestone. So keep your eyes peeled on the official Twitter account for more details. But when it comes to the original manga, My Hero Academia will be receiving its first art exhibition. And you're saying, okay, why do we care? Well, it's actually very important. It's actually artists and writers of manga dream to have their work in an art exhibition, especially in an art exhibition of just their series alone. One Piece has had several. Bleach, Demon Slayer recently had theirs, I believe a year ago. I could be wrong. But it's not every average manga gets an art exhibition. So this is actually really big. And I think it's titled Drawing Smash. At least that's how I have it noted down here. My Hero Academia Drawing Smash. And this will explain handwritten drawings and notes from the original author Horikoshi himself, as well as video footage from Studio Bones, all wrapped up in a themed setting. And given that Studio Bones, My Hero Academia adaptation, has been relatively faithful to the source material up until this point, I will say, we can also expect the latest season of the TV anime to rock our socks off in 2021. And although the first arc centered on a joint training exercise between Class A and Class 1B, isn't exactly noteworthy, but what comes after it is actually excellent and completely changes the dynamic of the series and actually does it, at least in my eyes, does actually bring the series to a slightly different level, a level a little more closer to Demon Slayer. And when I say closer, there's like Shaq's height between the two series still. But at least I do think what's going on in My Hero Academia currently in the manga does put them on a little bit of a higher plane of quality for me. But I just want to know, let me know, guys, if you are looking forward to more of My Hero Academia in 2021, especially if you're looking forward to me reviewing it, looking it over, discussing it, whether it's character reviews, plot reviews, arc reviews, and all that good and juicy stuff. Make sure you let me know on my Twitter, on Based Senpai, and on Weebcast TV on Instagram or on Reddit at JXNMORI, wherever you may, or yeah, whatever is easier for you. To each their own. But let us know on our social media, on my social media. But let's I'm gonna take a little sip here. I'm gonna get the whistle wet a little bit before we get into what I'm really excited about for this episode and the meat of this episode. And that's previewing the winter 2020 anime season. I'm gonna be previewing the biggest titles coming up. Just after this little ad here, and after I take a little sip of water, so I'll see you on the other side. Heyo, a new year means a new anime season, yes, and this one promises not to disappoint. If last season brought us a number of exciting adaptations from into anime form like Jujutsu Kaisen, Tonikawa, this winter 2020 anime season is filled to the brim, and I promise you, filled to the brim with sequels. Also, some of the biggest anime properties of the recent years. And if it isn't enough, Japanese theaters are set to receive an onslaught of anime films in the next few months, providing a new state of emergency isn't imposed on Japan as a result of the rising COVID-19 cases, but their theaters are going to be opening. So take that with what you will. But the next two films, in the recent rebooted adaptation of Sailor Moon, which I think is Sailor Moon Eternal, and I talked about this movie in particular on the episode with the Strictly series, with my friends over at the Strictly series, and they were actually a little intrigued about the new Sailor Moon project coming out this year, and it will be joined with undoubtedly one of the most anticipated anime film of the year at the end of January, Evangelion 3.0 plus 1.0. The latest Sekutai Yokonomo Domo movie is having released on, I think it was already released, I think it released on the first day of New Year's Day in Japan. And also, like I said, with the Strictly series, the guys over there, make sure you check out the show, by the way, at Strictly Anime and Strictly JoJo. Check out both those shows. But we also talked about Gintama, the final, which is going to kind of end the series, but I think they also plan that they're going to have a Gintama final season. There's going to be an anime season slated later. I think, I'm not sure if it's going to be in the spring or the summer. But they're going to at least start the finality of the Gintama series, which is nice. Princess Principal, Crown Handler, Aria, the Crescolo, Doraemon's new movie, but it's not a new movie. I think it's actually a reboot of a previous Doraemon movie. And all these are set or released by the end of March. But whether the experience you're after is on the silver screen or the TV screen or on your iPhone, but several exciting anime are set to release this winter. And I'm just going to preview some of the most anticipated ones for this winter 2021 anime season. And I'd be amiss if I didn't start out with one a show that I've given a little bit more respect to over recent months after giving it a lot of crap in the past, and that's ReZero. And this is going to be starting Life in Another World Zero Season 2 Part 2. I think ever since the first season of ReZero aired in 2016, the story of Subaru Natsuki's sudden transportation to another world where he falls in love and becomes a companion of the silver-haired Amelia has really inspired audiences around the world and remains one of the most popular anime and light novel property around today. And in the first part of season two, you know, brought our main cast into Sanctuary and the resting places of, the resting place of Amelia, the Witch of Greed, and the home of demi-humans discarded by society and unable to leave due to the barrier there. The series was far removed from the action-heavy first season, with the entire 13-episode run taking place within the confines of the village and a single looping time period that sees Subaru desperate to free the people trapped in the sanctuary and Rem and the others at the Rosewall Mansion. Where it succeeded, however, was in delving deep into Subaru as a character. And that's why I've been liking the more recent ReZero content. Because they really were crafting a core of a story of self-love in a genre defined by, for a lack of a better phrase, power fantasies. And this continuation of the story is easily one of the most anticipated shows of the upcoming winter season. While it's also a personal highlight, or at least one that I'm a little more excited for upcoming season. I know that, so if you're listening to this, like I said, if you're listening to this, whether you're a patron and you're hearing this a little early, or whether you're just, you know, you popped it in, 12 p.m., you're getting some lunch and you listen to the show on a Friday, on the Friday afternoon, then you knew about this. This was pushed back from, I think, from a previous season. I'm not sure if this was, if season part two was supposed to come out winter, I mean, of fall of last year, but this, because it was pushed back, I think, from like December to January. So I think it started recently just 2 days ago. I think the first season came out 2 days ago. And I think Crunchyroll should be, and I know Crunchyroll's streaming exclusively, so check on that. But the first episode should be already released. But Beastars, like I have to talk about a little bit of Beastars. It's one of the thing is, it's one of the greatest mangas out in the last few years. It won the Manga of the Year award in 2019. And somehow still one of the most underrated series out. But I hope season two will put this, because it's going to be highlighting some really cool things from the manga that I'm really excited to see. So I hope it really elevates it on the next, really shows the people, look, yes, it's about these anthropomorphic animals talking and doing things like normal humans. But move past that a little bit, delve deep into the characters, maybe, you know, take things seriously for a little bit, but at the same time, don't take, you know what I mean, you know what I mean. But it's another highly anticipated sequel airing during the winter of 2021 anime season, and Pardu Itagaki's beloved manga, a personal favorite of mine. And this story is set in a world populated by anthropomorphic animals at the school of Cherryton Academy, and it's centering on the intimidating but the well-spirited Legoshi. And the first season kicks off with a herbivore student being murdered in the night, with Legoshi becoming the prime suspect, despite being anything but aggressive. And he kind of falls in love with a dwarf rabbit named Haru. And the series follows pretty much those two and their relationship. And it tackles themes of social diversity, adolescence, exploration of, ironically, human nature. But season two promises to continue adapting the recently concluded manga with Studio Orange, and much of the staff that worked on the original series is actually returning to work on the second season of the show, so that's all good news to me. And with the love of many that have for the manga and the original series of the anime, perhaps the most disappointing thing about Beastars is that the most people outside of Japan will have to wait a little longer for this season. While Beastars hits Japanese TVs on the 7th of January, which was just yesterday, the show won't be available in other countries till Netflix releases the anime in its entirety on the stream service in July of 2021. So, but look, I have other shows for you guys. While you're waiting for Beastars to come out, we have Promised Neverland Season 2. Another, you're gonna love, and say with me now, if you're playing the drinking game, highly anticipated sequel for the upcoming winter 2021 season. spotted a trend yet here, but The Promised Neverland became a fan favorite ever since the first season of the anime aired back in, wow, it's been, what, 2019, so 2 years now. And thanks to a strong, strong opening episode that instantly sold the premise to new audiences and new viewers, the popularity of the series has really only grown inside and outside of Japan, as witnessed as by strong sales for the manga, the latest anime season, and even a live-action adaptation. And in Promised Land, Neverland, a group of children live seemingly ideal life at this quaint little orphanage, but their home is a little more than a farm, with the kids being livestock, being raised to feed demons. And after learning this, they escape. And they've been on the run ever since, trying to find a way to end the cruel cycle and the reign of the demons. But we're going to see this story continue in season two. And like season one and the anime, season two will be actually on, not on Crunchyroll. I think like left season one is going to be on Funimation as well, starting today, I believe. So check, see, first episode of season two should be out on Funimation right now, actually. Speaking of another series that I think will be on exclusively running on Funimation, and that's the Cells at Work spinoff series, Cells at Work Black. Well, I should say that again, because Cells at Work is having two anime this current season. The spinoff, Cells at Work Black, and Cells at Work Season 2. And with the continuation of the mainline story and a new adaptation of a popular spinoff, Cells at Work is back in animated form, and after a very long hiatus, with two series this season. Like I said, Cells at Work Season 2 is a continuation of the 2018 anime series of the same name, and a very unique concept that I kind of was a little hesitant on it in the beginning, but that reimagines the human body and the various complex systems inside of us that make up everything that we do and how we live and how we function. And these anthropomorphized, and they kind of just, you know, made them, they humanized some of these into a living, breathing workforce. You have red blood cells transporting oxygen and they move around the workplace. You have platelets protecting against injury, white blood cells fighting against invading bacteria and viruses, and so much more. Each story in the series reinvents various tasks in the human body, undertakes on a daily basis as kind of an entertaining action story. Like for an example, you know, let's say the body is experiencing a cold, and then we'll see how that works on in the inner workings of the body. We'll see white blood cell probably fighting some bacteria and these germs, and we'll have red blood cells being affected by this. It's really cool. And, you know, so I'm really excited to see season two. But what I'm really excited for, because I know Cells at Work is going to be great, but I really want to see how Cells at Work Black, or I think they call it Code Black. I think the manga is just called Cells at Work Black. But the anime, it will be dubbed as Cells at Work Code Black. And it's something a little different. And while the core concept of the human body reimagined as a workplace and a society still remains, but the series is a little much darker. The body is, in this story, is far less maintained. In Cells at Work, it's a typical, normal, healthy body. But in Cells at Work, like, this person smokes, he drinks, he has mental problems in the way of depression, sadness, and things like that. So the blood cells are crusty with cholesterol, stress hormones are just everywhere, ulcers, fats, it's everywhere. And that's just the start. This is what makes Cells at Work Black a darker interpretation of the original formula, with the manga being pretty much a modest success. It'll be interesting to, you know, discover how this concept will translate into an animated form, and whether the two Cells at Work series airing at the same time will feel a little bit overwhelming, but we'll have to see. Cells at Work will be airing on tomorrow, January 9th, and Cells at Work Black will air the day after that, January 10th, and they were, like I said, they were both streamed exclusively on Funimation. Now, Dr. Stone, Stone Wars, show that I've not talked about too much to at least the anime side. I've talked about the manga at least a few times over the last year. I've talked about it with my lovely guest, Tasha, all the way in Australia. I had her on the show. It's been a while, man. It's been, what, over 20 episodes since we've had her on the show. But we did talk about some, we theorized some really cool stuff about Dr. Stone and what changes and things we might see in Stone Wars and things like that. I think we both came to the conclusion that we're really excited of seeing what Stone Wars had to entail. But the popular shonen manga adaptation, Dr. Stone, is set to continue the second season, hitting January. And now that Senku and his friends have settled into life in Stone World, thousands of years after the world was petrified by a blinding flash of light, the slow rebuilding humanity has brought with it of two rival camps, battling for survival in this new world. We have Senku's Kingdom of Science and Tsukasa's Empire of Might. As the name of this new season suggests, a battle between these two camps is the central focus of this new season, with a number of new characters also joining the roster for the battle and beyond, you know. And the length of this new season, and whether the latest season of Dr. Stone will adapt series beyond the Stone Wars arc, remains to be seen. But it certainly won't be a show to miss. Dr. Stone Wars, like I said, will be actually streaming exclusively on Crunchyroll January 14th. Now, one of my favorites, one of the ones I'm really excited for, is the Horty Miya show. Finally, let's move away from the anime sequels, because I know that I've been hitting you hard with the anime sequels, right? So let's do a little something different now. This romance anime is centered actually on two characters that hide their true selves from one another and the world. You have Kyoko Horty and Izumi Miyamura, are two people with completely opposite personalities, or so they think so. Until one day, they run into each other outside of school, you know, looking and acting far different to their in-school personas. This act, unable, you know, to be truthful about who they are and with other people, until being discovered by total accident. And it really brings them closer as they learn more about each other, the size to the personalities, forming a really tight, close friendship, and possibly even more. And it's a sweet concept that, you know, with the team at CloverWorks at the helm, including Masashi Ishishima, who was the director of Persona 5 anime, could be a strong non-sequel hit in this season dominated by familiar faces. And Horii Miya premieres on Funimation on January 9th of January, tomorrow. Like I said, I like how we took a little break from sequels, but I'm going to hit you right back with another sequel. And I think a lot of people are excited about this. I don't hear a lot about it in a lot of social circles. But I think when it sexy pops again, I think we'll be back on it again. And that's The Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime, season 2, your favorite isekai series, with a title like that, may sound like a parody, but the show was actually a massive success when it first aired, for being an entertaining, unique romp through a fantasy world. And this winter in 2021, this anime season will come back for a second outing. And this will be continuing on where we left off in the first season, left off with a Jurta Tempest alliance growing further and further. The team will now meet the animal kingdom of Urizania while returning with King Gazelle. However, tensions between monsters and the humans are kind of heating up. They're kind of growing. And a greater enemy is on the horizon. And I think, and the people who read the light novels and the manga, you know who I'm talking about. Thinking about a certain color, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe a little crimson color. But That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime, season 2, will air in two parts, actually. With the first part airing as the first part of the anime season. And the subbed version of the show will stream on Crunchyroll in January 12th. For the next one, I think it might be a low-key banger for this year. So be on the lookout for the Quintessential Couplets. The Quintessential Couplets was a surprise hit harem when it aired back in 2019. And I think some people already now I think the anime is now leaving their head a little bit. It's been some time. It's been a few years. It hasn't been in our focus for a while. So I hope people pick back up, pick that energy back up, and watch this again. The series had a rather standard harem setup, admittedly. But with a poor high school student named Futaro Usuegi taking on a private tutoring gig that turns out to be five of his classmates, who just happen to be quintuplets. Now, none is academically gifted, and they're all still on the verge of flunking out of school as a result. But where this series kind of stands out for me is that the reason the show has earned itself as a major following, both inside and out of Japan, is that the show avoids falling into the fan service and cliche traps and kind of creates a generally heartwarming rom-com with a large cast of likable characters. When I mean a large cast of likable characters, I mean there's really not a character in this show that you can really dislike. And I mean that I'm staying 100 with you guys. There's really not a character I dislike in this show. And this will remain the focus for season 2, presumably, as the adaptation of the popular manga, which recently came to an end, will continue in anime form. But as of season 1, the quintessential quintuplets 2 will be streamed Crunchyroll exclusively following its Japanese premiere on, I think today is dropping today, so make sure you guys, get on that real fast. Now, the next one's a little, probably a bit of a quagmire, a little more of a weird pick, but when I pick out these shows, I want to give you quality. I want to give you the cream of the crop. You know, like Macho Man says, you know, it's the cream rises to the top, and I think these shows are going to do it, and I think this one is one of those. And that's the Wonder Egg priority. Sorry, I take a little sip of water there. But if you fancy an original anime this winter, then that anime isn't an adaptation or a sequel to a popular property, then you might want to check out Wonder Egg Priority. This is a CloverWorks produced original anime that has a unique concept and kind of stands apart from the rest of the shows during this season. And it has a really cool sci-fi concept. So maybe that's why I'm probably really big on it right now. But the Wonder Egg Priority tells the story of Ai, an introverted girl whose fate is forever changed when she acquires a Wonder Egg from a deserted arcade. And that night, as a result of picking up this Wonder Egg, dreams blend into reality here. And as one of the other girls obtain their Wonder Egg, Ai discovers new friends and the magic within herself. Details on the show are beyond this and few and far in between. Trust me, if I sound a little vague on them, it's because a lot of the show is vague when starting out. But the trailer for the anime introduces an intriguing works to discover, while the strong staff list suggests that the show is in good hands. We have Shin Wakabayashi will serve as the director of the show, while her Blue Sky animation director, Saiki Takahashi, serving as his character designer and chief animation director of the show. D-Day Mouse and Clambon bassist Mito are actually serving the composers for this anime. And this actually, I think, will be streaming exclusively on Funimation on January 13th. So make sure you guys definitely check this out for an original. If you guys are a fan of original anime like I am, let's watch it together. I may do a review on the first couple episodes of that and see where we stand on that show, to be honest. But moving on to another original anime airing this season. And that's another, and it's actually one of the, it's a little highly anticipated. And I say that only because once people saw the staff list and who were involved in the making of this or in producing this show, it was starting to get a little notoriety. It was getting some looks here, and that's Vlad Love. Mamoru Oyoshi's first TV anime directorial work since Urusei Yasuda, I think. But lucky for us, we already know the anime is going to be an enjoyable experience. Well, the official premiere of Bad Love isn't until next month. The first episode is free to stream over the Vlad Love YouTube channel with Misuku Bamba, a high school student who frequently donates blood and stumbles upon a girl who appears to have come from abroad that looks kind of faint. And turns out, well, she's a vampire. And this proves, or at least this, and it proves to be the conceptual basis of a slapstick school vampire comedy that Oishi is returned to TV to direct. And Vlad Love will premiere, what is it? I know it's different because I know it's will be on Hulu. That's right, Amazon Prime. It's going to be streaming, it will premiere on Amazon Prime, Hulu, and Bandai Channel on the 14th of February. So it might be a nice little Valentine's Day little get together with your loved ones then. Who doesn't like to watch some vampire slapstick comedy on Valentine's Day? But there isn't an international release confirmed beyond the YouTube release of the opening episode. But at least the Amazon Prime, Hulu, and Bandai channel in Japan will have their release on the 14th. So I will try to, we'll try to update that though. Next. High Rise Invasion. Now, while Netflix has a packed schedule for this upcoming season in anime, only one of these shows is confirmed to release during the winter 2021 anime season. That's High Rise Invasion. Now, described by Netflix, it's an unhinged, gory death game manga. And that's literally what it's, this one is phrased on Netflix. And the story of the original High Rise Invasion follows a high school student named Yuri Honjo, who finds herself lost in an abnormal space where countless skyscrapers are connected by suspension bridges and where masked figures slaughter people at will. And to survive, she has to kill these masked figures. And Yuri's really determined to survive in this just this wacky and irrational world no matter what. But the Netflix anime productions have typically leaned into adaptations or original anime with a more action-oriented premise or have based on popular or well-known properties. But this time, the series actually fits into Netflix's wheelhouse of anime co-productions, but it still has a potential to be a pretty enjoyable experience. And this show, High Rise Invasion, will stream worldwide on Netflix in February this year. The next one. One that I still think is one of the greatest, I guess, game-themed, like I'm stuck in a game type of anime. That's Log Horizon. And this is Log Horizon Destruction of the Round Table. Log Horizon is back. It's almost surprising to see the anime return after all this time. I just thought it was never going to come back. While the light novel franchise of the same name has been ongoing since 2010, I believe, and after two anime adaptations in 2013 and 2014, no further anime based on this franchise has been produced in the years since. But that set the change with this month, with a third season in production to air on the 13th of January. Log Horizon is set in a world where 30,000 players of this MMORPG, Elder Tales, have found their real world transformed into a fantasy straight taken from the game that they all know and love. And this season continues where season 2 left off, 1 year on the initial event that brought them all into this fantasy world, virtual world, as fracturing alliances threaten peace, and the planters have, you know, the players have, you know, formed in this new reality. So, you know, whether the show continues to engage players as it did in the first when it aired in the mid-2000s remains to be seen. But Log Horizon, Destruction of the Round Table, set to stream with Funimation this January 13th. Now, I have a few more here. A few more shows here that I wanted to get to. I might omit some because I was looking at the list and was like, you know what? I don't know if they're all that great. But I want to get into one that I thought was a low-key, little bit of a low-key banger, and that was Yuri Camp And YouTube Camp is coming back with it, season 2. Winter is cold. You're probably in your house a little chilly right now. But that doesn't mean that the anime needs to be cold as well. Warming up the winter 2021 season is this selection, the second season of YouTube Camp. And YouTube Camp is an awesome slice of life anime centered on a group of girls with a passion for camping who often visit various places around Japan. And there's a little more of this basic premise, but the appeal of the show seems to come how welcoming and how lovable the cast of characters are. The atmosphere and the tone of the show about the group of friends wandering and camping in the Japanese countryside has a level of warmth you really just can't help but embrace, you know? It's laid back, it's entertaining, it's one of the best degree, and more of the same is welcome, and I can't wait for the second season. Although, it's yet to be officially announced concerning Crunchyroll were in charge of the simulcasting of the first season, but don't be surprised if the company also streams the show following its Japanese premiere on, I think it premiered yesterday, so it was the 7th of January. I'm not sure of which one I want to go into next on my list. I have a few more here. How about I take a sip of water here, and then we'll see what we want to do. You know, maybe, actually, run one more ad, please. Sorry, guys. So, look, people are weird. We're weird people, all right? We stick together, but we're weird people. Let's admit that first. And with this show, so I'm a spider. So what? Now, think the slime anime, but instead of a slime, the main character turns into a spider as they're transported into another world. And you have a rough idea what to expect from this winter 2020 anime. In this anime, a spider is reincarnated into a fantasy world in the body of a dungeon spider and continues her adventure as she tries to survive in this new universe. And the main character, the unnamed spider, must rely on her human knowledge and positivity to survive, and eventually meeting new people who will be with them on their adventure. The series is a little far more tongue-in-cheek than you may have come to expect from the genre, which might be a good thing, but that's far from a bad thing considering how enjoyable the initial trailers and a 10-minute preview of the opening episode the show has been. This is a Crunchyroll, one of the Crunchyroll originals, and this anime will stream exclusively on Crunchyroll starting today, January 8th of January. So, the next one is 2.43 Saiyan High School Boys Volleyball Team. The latest animation project from David Production, directed by Yasuhiro Kimura, with a series composition of Mayosuke Kuroda, is a manga adaptation of 2.43 Saiyan High School Boys Volleyball Team by Yukako Kaibe, and hopes to fill the gap left open by the conclusion of the haiku manga and current pause in the anime production of that series when it premieres during the winter 2021 anime season. Kimishika Hamija was a member of a strong junior high volleyball team in Tokyo, but after getting into some serious trouble with the team, he kind of moves to his mother's hometown of Fukui, and where he spent his childhood and is reunited with his childhood friend Yuni Kuroba. They once had been friends, but a fight before their middle school graduation kind of just, you know, cut that friendship short. But the two of them start school at Saiyan High, no longer friends, but they both join the volleyball team, made up of hot-headed Captain Aoki, the 193-centimeter vice-captain Aoki, as well as second-grader Kano, who is allergic to sunlight, and as always wears long sleeves and long pants. The team wants to aim for one more shot at the national, but their prefecture only gets one slot in a tournament, pinning them against a talent of Fukuho Tech. 2.3 Saiyan High School Boys Volleyball Team would look like an enjoyable sports anime for the upcoming season, and I'm giving it a chance. That's why I'm adding it to the list, so I'm going to give it a little bit of a chance, and we'll stream exclusively on Funimation from January 7th, starting yesterday, I believe. So there's that. The last one that I want to get to, the last big one at least I want to get to on this episode here, is the World Trigger Season 2. Now, World Trigger, the second season is a welcome return to the anime since the first season aired all the way, about 6 years ago. in 2014, and it continues the adaptation of the popular Jump Square series, the sci-fi action story set in Mikado City. The creatures from another world known as Neighbors attack Mikado City and take humans back with them, you know, wrecking havoc in the process. And the story of the series follows Osamu Mikumo, a member in the training of the Border Defense Agency and defending against these attacks, who comes into contact with a humanoid neighbor in disguise known as Yuma Kuga. And Mikumo therefore decides to work to hide Yuma's true identity from the border that would seek to hurt them. So kind of think Ender's Game series, if you ever read those books. That might be a stretch though. Maybe that might be too obscure. But World Trigger Season 2 will continue this story when it streams Crunchyroll starting tomorrow, January 9th. With a number of exciting sequels, adaptations, and original anime in its upcoming Winter 21 season, this list still includes potentially exciting upcoming titles. And I'll go over them real fast. This is one that they're in my periphery. So we have X-Arm, which is a Crunchyroll original airing this season, which has actually unfortunately gained some notoriety for all the wrong reasons. Make sure you guys check that out. Google that, you'll find out. The Geki Idol anime project is a mixture of idols and theater, receiving both an anime based on its project's central theme of a girl joining a theater troupe. We have Other Side Panic. It's everything you would possibly want from being a Yuri science fiction anime based on a light novel. And I think that's about it. So I went through a lot of anime. So hopefully I didn't overload you on this episode. Take it at your time, at your leisure. Make some coffee, make some tea, or just have some water like myself here. But let me know, whatever your interests are, the upcoming anime season will have at least one show that will pique your interest. At least I'd hope. And I hope this episode helped you maybe going further in one of these new seasons, one of the original anime or the adaptations or the sequels. And just let me know what you'll be watching. You can email me directly. If you go to my Instagram, hit email, you can send an email directly to me, which the Instagram is at WeebcastTV on Instagram. Or you can send me a tweet, send me a message on Twitter at BaseSenpai. And let me know what you'll be watching. What other shows that I did not put on this list. If you want to scream at me and tell me what shows I missed and what are some other big anime that should have been here, you can certainly well do that as well. But also, more importantly, if you wish to see the show to continue and continue strong and get and to grow even bigger than it already is, make sure you continue to keep listening, sharing with your friends and family who have, you know, might like some anime, just get into anime, or have been anime into years. The show's for everybody. If you don't see one anime show, or you've seen 1,000, doesn't matter. Weebcast is the show for you. And lastly, support the Patreon. It does wonders. Still waiting for our first Patreon. Still at zero, but that first Patreon is coming soon. We just know, we feel it. Me and Bo feel it. We know it's coming. But if you wish to support the show further, definitely look into, if you have an Anchor account, you can donate directly. If you actually don't even need the Anchor account, all you have to do is you can go to my Anchor profile of the show, and then you can donate however much you wish, or you can go to patreon.com/weebcastshow and become a patron there, and you get episodes early, you get bonus episodes that you can hear exclusively just for yourself. I run 3 or 4 shows. My co-host Bo is going to have shows on there in the future. A lot of cool things coming up on the Patreon, so make sure you guys check it out. Make sure you guys pledge and support the show. But that is all from me for today. Make sure you guys have a lovely, lovely weekend. Let's start the year off right. Let's start the year off right with some of this, with this cool original anime, some of the cool animation sequels and adaptations for this season. I will catch you next week with another hot episode of Weebcast, the number one anime manga show on the internet. But this is your boy C-Dub, aka Mori, aka the Independent Variable, aka Mr. He might have to take a nap after this. I'll see you guys. I'm out of 2000. Bye-bye.